Right. So my stepdaughter just come in one day and says, well, you go into the doctor this evening. He took me around there, stuck to my shirt, put them things on the list. He says, man, your chest has got all kind of congestion in it. So you get that hospital, give you a slip, you go in that hospital this evening. And I did. So he told me when I got out, he said, if you just hadn't seen a doctor, if you'd have stayed out of this hospital one more day, said they'd have hauled you out.
That's a pretty close call.
Yeah, they kept me there 15 days.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. That's something. You must be pretty healthy to be able to walk around with double pneumonia.
Yeah, I've never been sick none in my life.
Yes. All right. Well, talking about things that can be wrong with you, say if somebody ate something that disagreed with it,
yeah,
and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
Indigestion.
Yes, sir, and he had to go in the bathroom and...
Vomit.
Right. You ever heard people say anything else besides that? He had to...
Puke.
Right. When you say that word, puke, is that just a regular way of saying it, or is that kind of...
Yeah, that's kind of a slang, nasty way to say it.
I see. Ever heard people say so-and-so had to throw up?
Yeah.
Would you say that's as bad as puke, or...
No.
A little better to say throw up.
Yeah.
Okay. Say somebody who's like that, he had to vomit, you say, well, so-and-so got sick. Or you say he was sick where?
Sick on his stomach.
Yes, sir. Okay. You were telling me about things like courting and sparking and all that yesterday.
Yeah.
Say if the boy came home from a date and he just had lipstick all over his collar.
Yeah.
And maybe his little brother saw him and say, uh-huh, I see that.
Yeah.
You've been...
necking.
Okay. You ever heard people say something like, smooching?
Smooching or necking or mugging.
Right. What about spooning?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Heard too. That expression?
Yeah.
How would they say that?
I'd say, well, you've been a spooning.
Right. Okay. And did I ask you yesterday at the wedding what you called the man who stood up with the groom?
Mm-hmm.
I did? Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I didn't remember about that. Did you ever, when you were growing up, a lot of young people get together and maybe have some music and, you know, get out on the floor with a girl and move around. You'd say you're having a...
Dance.
Did you like to do that much?
I never could dance.
Never could. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about this expression? Say if it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the children get out of school.
Yeah.
You'd say that at 3 o'clock, school does what?
Turns out.
Yes, sir. Or say if it's been in the summer and school hadn't been in session, toward the end of the summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Yes. Say if a boy left home and he's supposed to be going to school, but he decides not to go on purpose.
Yeah.
You'd say he did what?
Playing hooky.
Right.
I done that many days myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do when you played hooky? Where'd you go?
Go up out in the woods and just move around and play.
Did your mom or daddy ever find out about it?
Sometimes they did. We got tore up.
But you kept on doing it?
Oh, again. Yeah.
It was too much fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, say a person who goes to school, he goes to get an
education.
Yes. And after high school, some people go on to
college.
If a young boy goes to play school or kindergarten, once he gets through with that, he'll go into the
grade school.